cost, volume, profit, and related analyses. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cost volume profit analysis as the study of how profits change with various levels of output and selling price. The basic concept of cost volume profit, CVP, analysis is that the selling price of a product or service impacts demand to a lesser or greater degree, depending on the item in question. This is called price elasticity. The level of demand then affects volume. If lowering a price increases volume sufficiently, it will make up for the lower profit per unit. Conversely, if raising a price does not decrease volume by too much, the higher profit per unit will cover the lost volume. This economic concept plus the pressure of global competition means that the price that is set for a product cannot simply be the total cost of producing the product slash service plus a desired profit margin. The new assumption is that the price in today's markets for most industries is either fixed or is falling due to the many alternative global sources of supply customers can access. This means that to sell at a profit, total cost per unit need to be lower than the market determined price per unit, or the product should not be produced. Planners also need to factor in less visible costs such as the costs of shrinkage, variability, unplanned downtime, and so on. Next, we cover CVP analysis and some related analyses, contribution margin analysis, and break-even analysis. CVP and break-even point. Marketing and operations may work together to use a cost-volume profit analysis to determine how their fixed and variable costs interrelate. This will help determine a combination of sales price and sales volumes that should be profitable. Then they will use other types of analysis to determine if that sales volume is an achievable goal. Exhibit 2-39 shows the results of such an analysis, comparing total costs and revenues against unit sales in thousands of units, zeros. Exhibit 2-39, cost volume profit analysis. Note the two curves that are compared, the total cost curve and the total sales revenue curve. The total cost curve starts at $2 million in this case, due to the fixed costs, and then moves upward steadily, due to the variable costs related to units sold. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a total cost curve as 1. In cost volume profit, break-even analysis, the total cost curve is composed of total fixed and variable costs per unit multiplied by the number of units provided. Break-even quantity occurs where total cost curve and total sales revenue curve intersect. C. Break-even chart, break-even point. 2. In inventory theory, the total cost curve for an inventory item is the sum of the costs of acquiring and carrying the item. C. Economic order quantity, EOQ. Above the break-even sales level, the organization will be profitable. Below it, there will be a loss. Note that the total sales revenue curve is based on an assumption of sales prices. Increasing prices will make this curve rise more quickly and shift the break-even point. But because higher prices could reduce unit sales, there will be an optimum price that maximizes profit at an acceptable level of risk, the risk of a loss. The total sales revenue curve in this example starts at $0 with no sales, and for each 1,000 units sold, moves up steadily as more revenue is earned. The idea is to find a way to exceed the break-even point, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the level of production or the volume of sales at which operations are neither profitable nor unprofitable. The break-even point is the intersection of the total revenue and total cost curves. C. Total cost curve, break-even chart. Before showing how this break-even point can be calculated, let's first explore the concept of a contribution margin. Contribution margin analysis. The concept of the contribution margin, CM, is used in CVP analysis. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines contribution margin as an amount equal to the difference between sales revenue and variable costs, which is used to estimate profitability. It is what is left to cover fixed costs and, hopefully, profit. CM calculations are represented as follows. Let's use the following information about a product to illustrate contribution margin. An organization sells 1,000 motor scooters of a particular model in a quarter. Its unit price is $5,000, so at 1,000 units, the organization's quarterly revenue is $5 million. Its quarterly variable costs are $1,500 per unit, and at 1,000 units, this is $1,500,000. Its quarterly fixed costs are $2 million. The calculations for this example are as follows. Break-even analysis. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines break-even analysis as A study of the number of units or amount of time required to recoup an investment. C. Break-even time. In other words, a break-even. B/E. Analysis identifies the point at which fixed costs equal contribution margin. A B/E analysis can be used to determine if a product's demand, its sales potential at a defined price level, will be sufficient to cover the costs of manufacture. The formula for this analysis starts by setting revenue equal to total cost, where revenue is the unit price times the number of units and total cost is the fixed cost plus the variable cost times the number of units. Since the information we don't know is the number of units, the formula solves for number of units. The calculations for the break-even point in units is shown below with an example of how the break-even point in units is calculated for the scooters this quarter. Using the motor scooter example, we can see that at the selling price of $5,000 per scooter and unit contribution margin of $3,500, the B/E point would be 572 units, rounded up to cover the fixed costs for the partial unit. To find the break-even point in dollars, we divide the fixed costs by the contribution margin ratio. In this case, the CM ratio is 0.7 or 70%. As shown below, the sales revenue level that reflects this 572-unit break-even point is approximately $2,860,000 in sales. Note that the value of $2,857,143 is lower than the $2,860,000 point because the latter value is based on rounded-up units. If the sales forecast of annual demand of 5,000 scooters per year is accurate, and if the costs and selling price are projected to continue, the scooter model would be profitable. Break-even would occur at 4 times the quarterly break-even of 572 units, or 2,288 units, slightly fewer if the fractional number of units is multiplied by 4 and then rounded up.